Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
I'm Rachel Morello, and this is Patricia Mousseau. She has our question for this week.
I'm wondering why the clock in the tower at the corner of North Avenue and Prospect can't keep good time. It is right across the street from Whole Foods, and there's a UWM dorm and UWM services also right in that neighborhood. I think that a lot of people would be interested in the local time.
It's not that we don't believe Patricia, but we wanted to see for ourselves.
So I am standing on the corner of Prospect Avenue and North Avenue. My watch says it is 1:12 p.m. And the clock across the street says it's 6:12. Okay, hold on. So, and now this other face of the clock says it's 7:05. And on the third, it's 4 o'clock. So she's right. Something's up with that clock. Do you go by that clock a lot?
Yes, I do. I work at Columbia St. Mary's, and I see it often, and my daughter lives in the neighborhood.
Has it been something that's bothered you for a long time?
Yes, a long time. I don't think they've ever been right.
During our search for the answer, we discovered Milwaukee has an interesting history with time. For instance, our mystery clock, which, ironically, sits atop a structure called the Clock Tower Building, is far from the only timepiece to grace a tall structure in Milwaukee. Plenty of public buildings don their own. Perhaps most famously, Rockwell International, the former Allen Bradley building, which boasts one of the world's largest four-sided clocks.
The history of these clocks generally mirrors the development of Milwaukee.
Ed Buck is secretary of Milwaukee's chapter of the National Association of Watch and Clock Collectors. As you might guess, he has a depth of knowledge about the city's rich history of clock and watchmaking, beginning in the late 1800s.
Milwaukee has a lot of nicknames. One of those nicknames is the City of Steeples. And, you know, just a drive along I-94 coming in from the south side, you can see why, because you just see all these different churches. And that's because these different little neighborhoods ended up creating these little parishes with churches. And as part of the architectural element of these churches, they would install these power clocks.
Church clock towers were also intended as a timekeeper for folks without wristwatches, a fashion that wasn't as common back in the day. And several clock manufacturers have called Milwaukee home, including Matthias Schwalbach, a German immigrant who made parts for many clocks on Milwaukee's skyline. Another important name on the local clock scene, Hawkins, as in Hawkins Clock Center. Time is something precious to Gloria Hawkins and her husband, Earl. They've run their shop on Greenfield Avenue in West Allis for over 40 years.
On the half hour, it cuckoos, and then on the hour, it cuckoos. Now watch these people playing cards.
Gloria has overseen many clock repairs in her time here, including a famous piece in the shop during our visit.
We are in the process of repairing the zoo clock here.
Oh my God.
This is from the Milwaukee Zoo.
I recognize this.
Yes. We're repairing this.
All that experience gives her a pretty good idea of what's wrong with our mystery clock on the east side.
These are all electric. So if they're not working, that means the motor is shot, you know, and needs to be replaced.
Another signature feature of our city can affect outdoor clocks too, cold weather. Experts say exposure to the elements slows and eventually stops clock motors. And to fix them, somebody with know-how has to come in and tinker by hand. Gloria Hawkins says she knows a few people who could help.
Probably your best bet would be to call the manufacturer and see if they could help you with that.
Would somebody like you or one of your repairmen go to a clock like that to fix
it? If we are called, we would go out there to check to see if this is something we could fix. Absolutely.
We weren't able to locate the owner of the clock tower building on Prospect and North in time for this story. But owner, if you're listening, a broken clock may be right twice a day. But Milwaukee is wired for a round-the-clock fix.
Well, there's a lot to know about clocks, though. You know, it comes with time.
No pun intended.
No, that's true.
Bubbler Talk is a production of WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Do you have a question about our city that you've always wanted answered? Submit it online at WUWM.com, and maybe we'll quench your thirst for knowledge.